I'm very happy to be with you this morning. It's wonderful to be with you today. Would you pray with me? Lord God, we come before you this morning and we confess that you alone have the words of life. And we just ask, Lord God, that your words would be heard in our hearts today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I recently read a new biography by Eric Metaxas of the German pastor and theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and we'll show the first slide. It's of this book. As you may know, Bonhoeffer... Oh, I'm sorry.
我最近看了一本传记，是这个作者写的，是德国的一个神学家叫 Dietrich Bonhoeffer，然后他既是神学家也是一个牧师。那我现在我要放一些幻灯片给大家看。As
you may know, Bonhoeffer lived during World War II, actively opposed the Nazis, and was eventually joined a conspiracy to assassinate Adolf Hitler.
大家如果研究那时候的历史，就知道这个人，Bonhoeffer，他是一个很不平常的人。他在二战的时期，他反对希特勒，所以甚至参加了一个刺杀希特勒的这么一个计划。They
made a movie about this plot called Valkyrie, which came out a few years ago. You may have seen it.
前几年还有关于这件事的一个电影，好莱坞做出来给大家看。
As this plot was coming to be, before the assassination attempt actually happened, on April 5th, 1943, the Gestapo arrested Bonhoeffer and his good friend because of their suspicious activities.
实际上这个去炸希特勒这件事还没有发生的时候，在1943年4月5号，这个德国秘密警察盖世太保就已经把这个牧师呢和他的好朋友一起抓起来，因为觉得他们有在从事一些可疑的活动。For
the next 2 years until April 9th, 1945, Bonhoeffer lived in prison, not knowing whether his time there would end in freedom or in death.
然后他这个 Bonhoeffer 牧师就在这个监狱里一直度过了2年，从4月5号1943年到4月9号1945年，他不知道他以后的命运是会被释放呢，还是会被处死。
In a letter dated November 18th, 1943, he called his time in prison a boundary situation in which he must endure.
在10月18号的1943年的一封信里面，他这样的描述他的这个情景，他说我现在就好像在一个边界上徘徊，我也不知道以后会怎么样，我必须忍受这一切。
Yet he firmly believed that God had led him to this season of darkness, that God had purposes for him to fulfill in it, and that God would lead him through.
可是他心里面的信念就是绝对也没有动摇，因为他知道这个黑暗呢，这个黑暗这个很模糊不清的这个时期啊，是上帝既然把他带到这个里面来，上帝就一定会把他从这个带领他走出这个黑暗。
On May 9th, 1944, he wrote, "As I see it, I'm here for a purpose, and I hope I can fulfill it."
所以在5月9号，就是下一年，1944年5月9号，他那个日记里面就写说，我来这里，神对我是有一个计划，我希望我能够完成这个神给我的使命。
I'd like to show the next slide. It's a picture of Bonhoeffer, and it's his youth group. These are the young people he taught at his church. It was a group of people, young people in a very rough part of Berlin.
他这一张照片是他带领一个青少年团契。这个青少年团契呢，是实际上当时柏林的一个很比较穷的一个地方，这些孩子。
And now the next slide. Go ahead to the next slide. Shows the prison where Bonhoeffer spent most of his time, and the X marks is right above the room where he was initially imprisoned.
请看这一张幻灯片。
And now we'll see the next slide. And this is a picture of his prison room itself. He just had a board that he slept on every night. And then the last slide shows Bonhoeffer with a guard and then other fellow prisoners who were in prison with him. Okay, we'll go on to the next slide, the blank slide. Thank you. Indeed, prison was a boundary in Bonhoeffer's life. Behind him were several years of fruitful teaching and pastoral ministry.
在这之前呢，他曾经作为一个牧师呢，很有果效的这个做这个教导的工作。
But ahead of him lay the unknown.
但他前面呢，这个真的是黑暗的一片，不知道又有什么会发生。
Boundary experiences come to each of us in our lives as God leads us away from one place to another or from one area of service to another.
那岂不是在我们每个人的生活当中都有这样的经验吗? 上帝把我们从一个侍奉带到另一个侍奉，把我们从生活当中的一个阶段带到另一个阶段。
A boundary time is a season of transition in which God prepares us for the next stage of life that He has for us. God not only leads us as individuals into borderlands between one era and another, but He also leads organizations, families, and churches into these boundary times. And I believe that our Chinese congregation is in one of these boundary times, a season of transition, as we begin looking for a new Chinese pastor. So this morning, let's turn to God's Word and see what God has to say to God's people in times of transition and change. We will look at two passages of Scripture this morning. First, we'll turn to Isaiah 50, verses 10 and 11, which provides a general framework for interpreting and understanding our specific boundary situations.
那在以赛亚书五十章十节到十一节，上帝给我们描述了一个。
Then we will turn to Deuteronomy 31, which gives a specific example of God's dealings with His people in transition, from which we may draw general principles.
下面呢，我们就看《生命记》31章，这31章1到8节呢，就给我们看见，就是有一个具体的例子，上帝怎么样让叫他的百姓在这个过渡的时期应该怎么做。
In Isaiah 50, verses 10 through 11, the prophet lays a startling choice between God, before God's people.
以赛亚书50章10节到11节是怎么回事呢？就是这个先知呢，他给了这个上帝的百姓呢，一个很明确的一个选择。
These verses say, "Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of His servant?"
他这个经文是这样说啊，你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华、听从他仆人之话的？
Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on His God.
这人行在暗中没有亮光，当倚靠耶和华的名，仗赖自己的神。
But now all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go, walk in the light of your fires and of the torches you have set ablaze. This is what you shall receive from my hand. You will lie down in torment.
11节，凡你们点火，用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰中，并你们所点的火把中，这是我手所定的，你们必躺在悲惨之中。
When we walk in darkness, when we cannot clearly see the way forward, when it feels like anxiety grips our heart, there's a choice before us.
就是当我们来到这个黑暗无常的时候，我们前面好像有分叉两条路，我们不知道是走这一条路还是走那一条。当这个时候的时候，我们实际上在我们的生活当中有一个很清楚的选择。
We may either show that we fear the Lord and obey God's word by trusting in the Lord and relying on our God.
我们这两个选择，第一就是说我们可以就信靠神。为什么我们信靠神呢？因为我们敬畏神，我们一向都是这个顺服神的话，所以在这个时候我们就把我们的信念呢完全的放在神的身上。
And in this verse in the Hebrew, it literally means to lean upon God.
这个希伯来书原文哈，就是摩西跟他们说你要依靠神啊。这个依靠在希伯来书这个原文，就是说靠在一个人的身上，一个人靠在另外一个人的身上。
Or we may produce our own fires, which are not from God, make our own light by which to see, so that we no longer walk in darkness.
那我们也可能就是说，凭借我们自己的智慧，不信靠上帝，而自己去着火啊，这个点亮，让我们可以看清前面的路。
The result, though, of creating our own fire, of manufacturing our own light, of engineering our own way forward, however, is clear.
可是我们这样子做，靠自己的计划来做的时候，那个结果会是怎么样呢？这是非常清楚的。
The prophet Isaiah says, if you want to do this, go ahead, but you will lie down in torment.
所以，就像以赛亚那个先知说的，你们可以行在你们的火焰中，但你们必躺在悲惨之中。
Boundaries are seasons in our lives in which God calls us to walk in the dark, in which God calls us to trust in Him and to keep walking, to keep going forward, even when we don't clearly see the way ahead.
这实际上就是描述一个情景啊，就是我们走到一个黑暗的地方，我们前面看不见自己的路，这就是给我们一个很好的机会，让我们能够完全的把我们的信任放在神的身上。
We are to trust in Him and allow Him to make a way for us and to bring about His will for our lives.
上帝把我们放在这样一个情景当中啊，就是他有一个对我们有个计划，我们要全然的信靠他，才能够达成他的意愿。
Only when all the other lights in our lives go out and we are cast upon God as our only guide in our darkness do we have the opportunity to learn deep trust in our Lord and total reliance on our God.
实际上这种走到这个岔路啊，这个从一个阶段过渡到另一个阶段，我们自己前面什么也看不见，实际上这件事情给我们一个非常好的机会，就是这件事情教导我们说，要把我们的信念，把我们的信靠全部放在神的身上，因为我们没有任何其他的东西可以依靠。
Only then do we learn what it means to lean upon God, because we have nothing else to lean upon.
就是我们这个时候就学到功课，说我们就全然的信靠神，因为我们信靠自己是没有办法的。
In these moments, as a prophet warns us, we must at all costs avoid leaning on anything other than God.
这个时候啊，会有一种引诱，让我们说去依靠别的东西，或者说依靠自己，不依靠神。那我们要很警惕的，就是说不要让这样的事情发生。
Now in Deuteronomy 31, we find a specific practical example of the darkness and uncertainty mentioned in Isaiah 50.
以赛亚书五十章所描写的这个行在暗中的这个情景啊， 我们在这个生命记三十一章呢，就找到一个实际的例子。
Here we find the people of Israel in the borderlands between the wilderness and the promised land, and in the midst of a leadership transition between Moses and Joshua.
这个时候，以色列民他们的情景是怎么样呢？他们是从过渡到从旷野进那个应许之地，的时候，但是还在外面，还没有进去。然后这个时候，他们的领袖又跟他们说。要换人了。
They stand in a moment of transition in which they cannot clearly see the road ahead, and yet God calls them to trust in Him and to move forward.
他们在这个前不着村后不着店的这个情景当中哈，他们左右看不清前面的路是怎么样，也不知道谁来带领他们。只是也就是在这个时候，上帝呼召他们说：“你把。”你的信靠全部放在我的身上。
From Israel's specific experience, we can carefully draw some general principles to guide us in our own experience of boundary and transition.
所以我们从以色列民的这样一个实际的这个例子当中呢，可以学到很多功课，让我们自己在碰到这样的情况的时候呢，是应该怎样行。
In the beginning of Deuteronomy 31, in verse 2, Moses tells the people,I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan.
摩西告诉以色列众人说，我现在120岁，也不能再领导你们。耶和华也曾对我说，你必不得过这约旦河。
Moses had led the people faithfully for so long that no one could imagine Moses not being there.
因为他做这个以色列民的这个领袖已经做了那么久，已经变成好像以色列人根本就不能想象说有一天他就不能再做他们的领袖。
Archaeologists testing Egyptian mummies from this general period tell us that the average lifespan in this era was about 40 to 50 years, and some written documents tell us that exceptional people made it to about 70 years of age.
那真的是考古学家就真的是从他们的这个考从他们的研究当中，他们研究那个希腊埃及人的那个木乃伊了，就是说当时的人一般只能活40到50岁，那活到70岁已经是很了不起了。
In comparison to this, Moses was extremely old.
那你比一比看，这摩西现在已经120岁了。
We know from Deuteronomy 34:7 that Moses' eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone when he died.
在《生命记》34:7的时候，是圣经是怎么说的？说摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
God had sustained him and empowered him, but now God was calling him home.
上帝啊，给他的福分，让他能够一直健康的、强壮的来领导这个以色列，但是上帝。现在要召他回天家了。
From this we see that each of us is given only a limited time on earth in which to serve God, and Moses had used his well.
从这里就看见，即使像摩西这样长寿的人哈，上帝给他这样福分，他在地上侍奉神的时间呢，也还是有限。
The last verse of the entire book of Deuteronomy, of 34:12, tells us, No one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel.
这，生命记34:12最后说，就摩西这个人活到120岁，就是再也没有，从来再也没有发有另外一个人像他在以色列众人。眼前呢，能够显大能的手，行这一切大而可畏的事。
You can imagine how the Israelites would have felt when they received the news that Moses would not go further with them.
那你可以想象，当时他一宣布说我不能再跟你们在一起了，那以色列民的心中呢是如何的惊慌。
They were filled with sorrow. This was their worst nightmare.
那简直是对他们来说是一个噩梦哈。
Although they had often grumbled against him in the wilderness, now as they stood on the boundary of the promised land, they knew that they needed him.
他们在四十年在旷野里面行走的时候，常常对这个摩西也有各种各样的抱怨，但是现在他们马上眼睛就可以看见对岸就是应许之地了，他们知道，哎呀，我们还是需要摩西来领导我们。可是正是在这个时候，摩西说，我不能跟你们一起过去。
Without his guidance and wisdom, what were they to do?
那他们先心想，我们没有他的领导和他的这个智慧来这个引导我们，我们自己能做什么呢？
Moses comforts them by pointing them to the one who holds their future in his hands.
然后摩西呢，就是来安慰他。怎么来安慰他呢？就是说向他们指出这一点，就是说只有一位神是完全掌握着他们的未来。
The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you.
那就是这个就像三章三十一章第三节说的，耶和华你们的神必引导你们过去。
The Israelites would not be left alone.
那以色列民呢，他不会被撇下。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who had brought Moses to them in the first place, would go ahead of them and would lead them.
那这个神是谁呢？是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，也是雅各的神。这个神就是把摩西带到他们中间做他们领袖的这个神，那这个神就会在他们之前先过去，然后带他们一起过去。
Yahweh was the one Moses had been following all along, the one who led Moses as in Moses led the people.
为什么摩西可以这么多年来领导这个以色列人呢？那是因为他一生都跟随耶和华。
Now the Israelites must learn to follow Yahweh without Moses' guidance.
那现在呢，以色列人民呢，就要学到一个功课。那个摩西不在那里了，那你们要学会自己来怎么样来跟随耶和华。
They must reach a new level of maturity, marked by an ability to hear God's voice and to follow.
他们必须从婴孩那样的，要成为一个成熟的人。那成熟的人是怎么样呢？就是说，成熟的人不需要别人在当中代替，自己就可以听到神的话。
The Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. How comforting these words must have been.
你想他们听到这个话的时候真的是很受鼓舞啊。因为怎么讲，你的神在你们还没有过去，他自己会先过去，然后再带你们过去。
God never abandons his people.
上帝永远不会撇下他自己的百姓。
I'm reminded of Jesus' words when he was saying goodbye to his disciples right before his death. He said, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you.
就像耶稣快要上十字架之前，他跟他的门徒是这样说的，我不会撇下你们为孤儿，我必回到你们这里来。
As Paul reminds the believers in Rome, nothing we ever face or could ever imagine will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
就像保罗在罗马书里说的，世界上无论什么事都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，因为这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里边。
And so Moses declares in Deuteronomy 31:6, do not be afraid or terrified because of them, meaning the enemies that they will face. For this reason, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you.
所以摩西对以色列人说，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God's presence with his people provides the reason why we should not, why we must not fear.
为什么我们心里不应该有任何的恐惧呢？因为我们知道上帝跟我们同在。
As Israel stood in the borderlands of the promised land, in the boundary between the former season and a new era, there was something very important that they needed to know.
在以色列民哈，就在这个应许之地的这个边界上，要进去还没有进去这一点，这个时候呢，上帝的要他们学习一个非常重要的功课。
They needed to know that their ultimate leader is God.
他们要学的功课就是说，他们的领袖呢，就是说到底了，他们的领袖是上帝自己。
God is the one we are to follow, the one in whom we are to put our ultimate trust.
我们相信，我们信靠，不是信靠人，而是信靠神。
Human leaders are always temporary. God alone is eternal.
我们在人世间，人的领袖，他总有一天是会要死的，但是上帝是永远存在的。
Moses also tells the Israelites not only that the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you, but that God will accomplish his will for the people of Israel.
上帝像摩西向以色列民说，上帝他自己会在你们前面先过去，然后带你们过去，而且上帝这样做呢，是为了完成他的一个计划。
Moses says he will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. In verse 3,
在第三节的时候，这个三十一章他怎么讲？说神必引导你们过去，将这些国民在你们面前灭绝，你们就必得他的地。
By this, Moses challenges an attitude that God's people have always been tempted to possess, a belief that our future lies in our hands alone, that it's up to us, that it's our job to make God's will occur in our lives.
实际上呢，摩西这样跟他们讲呢，就是改变他们一个错误的观念，因为我们很多人都有这个错误的观念，就是说我们的未来是掌握在我们自己手里，而不是掌握在神的手里。
When we think this way, though, we are in danger of making the same mistake that the Israelites made the first time they stood on the edge of the promised land.
实际上，我们要是这样子想的话，把我们将来的这一切都这个交到我们自己的聪明才智里面，那我们就会犯和以色列人犯的同样的错误。因为这件事情发生之前的40年之前，他们已经来过这个应许之地了。
You see, they had stood in these boundary lands once before.
他们就站在这个边上往里面看，可以看得见。
40 years prior to our passage for today, a younger Moses had led the people to the same moment of expectation and new beginning.
实际上，40年以前，那个时候摩西还很年轻，就已经把他们带到这个应许之地的门口了。
God had told them in Numbers 13, verse 2, that he was giving them the land. And yet the spies returned from seeing the land and said, we can't attack these people. They are stronger than we are.
那在那个民数记13:2里面哈，上帝已经跟这个以色列民说，这个地图是应许给你们的，可是他们派出了派出了探子哈，这些探子回来说，哎呀，我们不能上去攻打那民啊，因为他们比我们强壮。
The spies were comparing their strength to the strength of the people in the land.
那这些人他们从这个他们为什么这样子说呢？就是因为他们把这个他们所比较的是他们自己的这个自己的力量和那个。那些外邦人的力量。
They were comparing their capacities and resources to the challenge that God was placing before them.
那他们在评估一下自己能不能打败这些外邦人的这个时候呢，他们想的只是自己有什么能力。
When we believe that it's up to us alone to face and overcome the challenge God is placing before us, we will lose heart.
那我们想一想。碰到每一件事情，如果我们只能靠自己的话，那我们肯定每一个人都会灰心的。
Rather than facing the challenge that God has purposely placed before us, and then watching as God delivers us,
那我们有的时候说，心里可能知道说，哎呀，这个上帝把我们放在这样一个富有挑战性的这样一个情景当中啊，我们应该信靠上帝，然后让上帝做他自己的工。
We will turn away from the promised land.
那有的时候我们不这样做，我们反而就是说看到了应许之地，我们害怕了，我们就逃走了。
In its place, we will choose realistic challenges. We will prefer a path that seems practical according to human wisdom. We will desire something lesser because it appears easier.
上帝给了我们使命，我们一看说，哎呀，不行，太难了，我们还是现实一点吧。我们就会自己选择一条路，按照自己的聪明智慧。
By doing so, though, We may be making the same mistake that Israelites made the first time they stood on the edge of the promised land.
实际上我们这样做的时候呢，也就是我们是犯同样的错误，就是说就是这四十年之前以色列人跑到这个应许地呢，但是转头他又逃跑。
Because of their disobedience, because of their lack of faith and trust in the God who had delivered them from Egypt, they were sent to wander in the wilderness until everyone of that generation had passed away.
你想，上帝已经把他们从埃及带出来了，但是他们到了这个应许之地呢，就马上就要进去的时候，当然就缺乏信心，然后就逃跑。这样逃跑以后不要紧，上帝就让他们在旷野中，在旷野中游荡了四十年，直到那一代出来的人呢，通通都死光了。
God is the one who will accomplish His will for His people.
上帝，他既然对你有一个计划，那他自己会替你来完成。
He can be trusted. He can be relied upon. And He must be relied upon when we find ourselves in the dark, when we cannot see the way forward or even imagine the future.
当我们走到这个边界的边缘的地带哈，就是前面一片黑暗，我们什么都看不见的时候，上帝是唯一能够把我们从这黑暗中带出来。
In these boundary moments, God calls God's people to follow Him and to trust Him to do what He promised.
然后在这样的时候呢，上帝对他的百姓呢就有一个呼召，然后说把你们的信心全部放在我的身上。
You might ask, isn't there a role for us?
那你会说，那我就信靠上帝好了，我什么都不必做了。
Yes, there is.
实际上我们还是有还是应该有一些事可以做的。
As we follow our Lord, we are called to obey Him.
我们要怎么做呢？我们就是顺服上帝。
In Deuteronomy 31 verse 5, Moses says, "The Lord will deliver your enemies to you." And you must do to them all that I have commanded you.
就在第五节里面，这个摩西向他们的以色列民说，耶和华必将你的敌人交给你们，你要照我所吩咐的一切命令待他。
God accomplishes His will. It is God who will destroy Israel's enemies as He did in the past, which we see in verse 4.
在第四节，我们就可以看见耶和华说，我从前灭绝的这些王啊。就是说我从前怎么样灭绝那些王呢？现在你们到这个应许之地，我也会同样的对待这些外邦人。
But Israel is still given crucial opportunities to display its trust and dependence upon God through specific acts of obedience.
但是这个以色列民呢，他还是有些事要可以做。他上帝要他们做什么呢？就是完全信赖上帝，完全信靠上帝。
God tests His people. He tests them to see if they will obey Him, to see if they recognize Him as their ultimate leader, the one who guides them according to what is best and who delivers them from every challenge that they face.
上帝呢，就是要试一试他们是不是能够在往前走的每一步的路上呢，都信靠上帝，然后都。信靠上帝，因为他心里知道说，只有上帝才是他们真正的领袖。
God invites us to participate in His work, but only as those who humbly submit to His lordship over our lives, and who therefore listen for His direction, His timing, and His way.
我们也是有事情可做，我们要怎么做呢？我们要自愿的参加上帝给我们的这个使命。但是我们这样做唯一的方法就是说，我们要把自己谦卑下来，让上帝在我们的生活中做主做王。
He will lead. The question, though, for the Israelites and for God's people in every time and place is this: Will we follow?
他是会带领我们，所以对我们的挑战是说，我们能不能跟随他？
Will we follow even when the challenge is great and we are small?
那我们是不是忠心的就跟随他，心里没有惧怕的跟随他，即使在上帝给我们的使命呢，在这个时候可能看起来太艰难了。
Will we follow even when God asks of us more than we can bear?
那 有时候上帝可能给我们一个使命，让我们看起来说，哎呦，不是我们能力可以做到的。那在这样的时候，我们还是不是还能够完全的信赖上帝，就跟随上帝？
Will we follow even when God leads us away from a comfortable life into the costly path of discipleship?
那我们要做神的这个信徒的时候，我们可能要丢弃我们现在的这个舒适的生活。那我们愿不愿意这样做呢？
In this boundary time in Israel's life, God raised up Joshua to take Moses' place.
在这样一个过渡的时刻呢，上帝呢就兴起了另外一个人。来做他们的领袖，那就是约书亚。
God provides leaders for His people, and He will do so for our Chinese congregation.
所以说，上帝呢会赐给我们一个领头的人。那对于我们这个华人福音会的中文堂呢，也是一样。
After telling the Israelites that God will go before them, Moses says, "Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said."
所以就说第一句话，这个摩西说的说神必引导你们过去，对不对？然后在马上他底下就说约书亚也会引导你们过去，正如耶和华所说的。
Later in this passage, after addressing the people in general, Moses turns to Joshua in front of all the people and tells his former assistant these words, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you."
就当着整个全在以色列众人的眼前呢，摩西就召了约书亚来跟他说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你要和这百姓一同进入耶和华向他们列祖起誓应许所赐之地。他耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
In this we see the leadership structure of the kingdom of God.
那从这个里面呢，我们就可以看一看上帝是怎么样为我们拣选一个领头人的。
God chose Joshua to lead God's people, but only as one who himself was being led by God.
这个上帝给我们选的这个领头人啊，不为别的，就为这个领头人他自己肯忠心的这个跟随主。
God leads Joshua, and then Joshua leads God's people, and the people follow Joshua as Joshua follows God.
就是说，如果约书亚不是每走每一步路都遵循上帝、都跟随上帝的话，那他的百姓呢也不能来跟随约书亚。
In this, we see that godly leaders always strive to be followers.
所以你在神的家里面，你要想做一个领头的人嘛，你必须先学会怎么样来跟随主。
They strive to follow God closely, and then they lead God's people out of this following.
他们紧紧的、一步不离的跟随着上帝，而这也就是他们唯一能够领导他们的会众的一个办法。
This is why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:16, "Imitate me," and why he is also able to say in chapter 11, verse 1 of 1 Corinthians, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ."
所以那个保罗为什么可以这样说呢？你看在哥林多前书里面，4:16和11:1，他怎么说？说我求你们效法我，你们该效法，为什么？因为我效法基督。
Only because Paul is following Jesus, the head shepherd, can he tell the Christians in Corinth to follow him.
那保罗他怎么会有这样大的信心对那个哥林多的那个基督徒说你来效法我呢？那是因为他自己紧紧的效法这个耶稣，这耶稣是我们的大牧人。
So when we find ourselves in a boundary season, a time of transition, a period of darkness in which we cannot clearly see the future, what are we to do?
那所以当我们每面临这样一个问题，这样一个情景的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？
What can we draw from Israel's experience as they stood on the edge of the promised land?
我们在以色列人的实际的例子当中能够学到一些什么呢？
First, we must trust in the name of the Lord and rely on our God.
第一，我们要相信耶和华的名，要靠在耶和华身上。
By this we recognize that God is our ultimate leader. He is the one who will cross over ahead of us, the one who will never leave us or forsake us.
我们紧紧地跟随主，也就说明我们承认上帝才是我们的最终的领袖。他在我们还没有走过去之前，他会自己先走过去，然后把我们再带过去。而且他是一个永远也不会撇下我们的这样一个神。
When all other human supports have been taken from us, God is the one on whom we may still rely.
我们世界上没有任何一个别人可以依靠的时候呢，我们还是可以依靠神。
Second, we can know that whatever challenge or difficulty we face, God will bring us through.
我们第二点就是说，我们碰到任何的挑战和任何的困难，上帝都会把我们带出来。
Indeed, it is His responsibility to bring about His will, even in the face of overwhelming or impossible challenges.
在我们人看来，简直是无法克服的困难，上帝都可以克服。
Third, as we depend on Him, we must be alert for His call to obedience.
那我们这个信赖神、倚靠神，要应该有怎么样一个心态呢？就是说，我们自己心里面要对神的话要敏感。他对我们一呼召的时候，我们要能够听见他的话。
We must be ready for tests of our obedience, in which God challenges us to act upon His leading and His voice.
我们要经过这样的考验哈，因为上帝有时候会考验我们说，是你是不是信赖我，让我来做这个代理，然后你们就可以克服一切的困难。
As we stand in the borderlands, upon the edge of what God is about to do in our lives and in our church, will we have the faith of Caleb and Joshua that proclaims God's ability to make a way through every challenge?
我们能不能像这个加勒和约书亚这样子全然的信靠上帝呢？就是说，我们上帝给我们的使命，上帝一定会完成，而上帝也有能力带领我们去完成这样一个使命。
Or will we allow the same fear that gripped the hearts of the 10 other spies cause us to turn away from the new good thing that God wants to do?
那我们又会不会像耶稣就是那个这件事发生40年以前那个十个探子一跑到那个应许之地，然后就跑回来，就吓得要命，就逃走了。
Simply put, will we choose faith or will we choose fear?
我们选择信心呢，还是选择恐惧？
And finally, like Joshua, are we willing to serve in the role of leadership to which God is calling each one of us?
然后最后呢，我们要效法这个约书亚的这个效法约书亚这样一个人哈。他是怎么样？上帝呼召他去做这个以色列人的领袖，他就顺服上帝了。
In the body of Christ, we are all called to follow, and we are all called to lead in certain capacities.
你知道我们在教会啊，就是这个基督的身体里面，我们每个人，上帝对我们的命令就是说要遵行他的旨意，要这个跟随他。但是我们每一个人都时不时的会有这个上帝呼召我们说，哎，你在这件事上你当领头的。
In what ministry in our church or in the world around us is God calling you to serve in?
那你现在上帝给你的任务是什么呢？
What type of service or ministry has God repeatedly placed on your heart, but that fear prevents you from doing?
那上帝可能几次三番的给你这样一个负担哈，让你去在这个侍奉当中有份，可是因为你心里惧怕，你迟迟的不去参加。
Perhaps we are standing on the edge of a new season, like the Israelites on the edge of the Promised Land.
也许我们就站在这样一个就站在一个转折点哈，就像以色列人马上要进这个应许之地那样。
God is leading. Are we willing to follow?
上帝在我们前面带路，我们愿意跟随他吗？
In April 1945, the Allied armies were moving nearer and nearer to the prison where Dietrich Bonhoeffer was kept.
这个 Bonhoeffer 牧师啊， 他坐牢坐到1945年4月份的时候，那时候盟军已经是越来越近了。
And let's see the next slide if we could.
然后再看下一张照片。
Good. This is the last prison where he was ever kept. The Nazis decided to move Bonhoeffer from place to place in order to avoid losing him to the Allied forces that were closing in.
你看这个，他原来住在那个大的房子，现在这个是他最后蹲监狱的那个日子呢，是在这个房子度过，因为希特勒把他们这些监狱犯呢转来转去，因为他们怕这些犯人呢落到那个盟军的手里。
Then on April 4th, the diary of one of the conspirators was discovered, which named Bonhoeffer and others as participating in the recent failed attempt to assassinate Hitler.
那时候到4月4号的时候，对于希特勒的这个暗杀行动呢，已经呢就是实行了，但是没有成功。这在4月4号的时候呢，这个参加合谋的这些人当中有一个人，他的这个日记呢被这个纳粹党看见了。这个日记里面就说，这个 Bonhoeffer 还有他的这些朋友就是同谋者。
Before this moment, the Nazis lacked firm evidence, to execute him, which they wanted because, unlike their countless other victims, Bonhoeffer was from a powerful family in Berlin.
那这个牧师 Bonhoeffer 啊，他是在柏林的一个大户人家出来，这个人家是很有势力的，所以希特勒呢也不敢说没有任何的证据呢就杀他。
Even though Germany was crumbling and the war would end in only 3 more weeks, Hitler was furious at these conspirators and gave the order that Bonhoeffer be executed.
那这下找到证据了，所以，虽然说再过3个礼拜，3个星期的这战争就结束了，然后希特勒也就完蛋了。可是，在这样一个时候呢，希特勒，他就下了命令说，把这些监狱犯，包括这个牧师呢，就把他们推向法场。处死刑。
And we'll see the next slide. It's of a plaque in the concentration camp Flossenbürg where Bonhoeffer was executed.
那就是在这个刑场，你看他这个立了一个纪念的碑。
When the Gestapo arrived in the large room in which Bonhoeffer was being held and called out his name, everyone there knew that his sentence was death.
那他们这个看管监狱的纳粹党进来的时候说，叫了他的名字，然后他的那个室友就知道说完了，这下就把他拖出去要枪毙了。
They shouted, "Prisoner Bonhoeffer, come with us."
他们就说，监狱犯某某某，跟我们来吧。
Bonhoeffer then turned to a friend, and he said, "This is the end, for me, the beginning of life."
所以这个 Bonhoeffer 牧师就转过身来对一个朋友说，这个就是我的生命现在就要结束了，但是对我来说，这是我新生命的开始。
Perhaps all of our experiences of boundary seasons, of transitions, of standing in the borderlands are meant to prepare us for that final borderland when we stand at the end of our time on earth and look ahead to our true home, our eternal life with God for which we long.
上帝造我们是为了什么？上帝创造我们就是要我们将来能够回天家，跟他在一起，有永生。所以说，像这样的这个在人生当中的这些过渡时期的这些经验，可能就是来装备我们，就是说装备我们到有一天我们在世界上的生命要结束了，我们能不能就是说很快乐的就面对这一切，然后知道我们以后呢就是要跟上帝在一起，永远在天家。
As we follow our Lord into the unknown, let us turn away from fear and rest in the God who will never leave us or forsake us.
当我们跟随上帝往前走的时候，我们不要惧怕，我们就在上帝的这个话语当中得到安息，因为我们知道上帝永远不会撇下我们。
In trust, let us look to our Lord Jesus Christ, who through his death and resurrection transforms our loss, our suffering, our transitions, and ultimately our death into the unimaginably good future of our resurrection with Him. Let us place our hand in His and watch as He takes every ending for which we grieve and fashions it into a new beginning for which we will someday rejoice.
拉住他的手，然后在我们心里就有这样一个意愿，就是说，我们现在不管经受什么不顺的事情，将上帝都会把我们这个从这个不顺的境界中带出来，然后我们有一天会为了上帝给我们这样一个挑战而欢呼喜悦。
Amen.